Welcome to Kingdome in Seattle, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Seattle Mariners. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Daryl Boston. Batting second. The left fielder, Lamar Hoyt. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fifth. The DH, Ron Kittle. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tom O'Malley. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Vance Law. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mark Hill. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Scott Fletcher. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Floyd Bannister. For the Seattle Mariners. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jack Perkins. Batting second. The left fielder, Barry Bonnell. Batting third. The first baseman, Alvin Davis. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dave Henderson. Batting sixth. The DH, Steve Henderson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Presley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Kearney. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Spike Owen. Pitching for the Seattle Mariners, Salome Barojas. And now, play ball. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perkins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Lamar Hoyt. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Henderson. Hairston reaches second base with a double. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hairston moves to third. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines takes first base on ball four. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker takes first base on ball four. Baines moves to second. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a pop-up towards short. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hairston scores. There goes Baines trying to get to home. Henderson throws the ball into Kearney, who tags Baines, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Walker moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Jerry Hairston now playing left field. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a fly ball into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell takes first base on ball four. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. Bonnell moves to second. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Mariners nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law strikes out. One out. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perkins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barojas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson strikes out. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bannister fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Presley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Mariners nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0 for 1 in the game. Boston hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hairston takes first base on ball 4. Boston moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Baines hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walker for the out. Boston moves to third. Hairston moves to second. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kittle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Perkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney strikes out. One out. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Bannister, and towards Fletcher, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Perkins hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Mariners nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. O'Malley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perkins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Law is thrown out after the base hit. Two outs. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. Hill hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bonnell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Boston. Bonnell reaches second base with a double. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis strikes out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Law scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bonnell moves to third. Two outs. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bonnell scores. It's White Sox, 1, Mariners, 1. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bannister fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Mariners 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boston for the out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hairston hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Baines hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Henderson who is chasing the ball. Baines reaches third base with a triple. Hairston goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, White Sox. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Baines scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kittle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Presley is 0 for 1 in the game. Presley strikes out. One out. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney is 0 for 1 in the game. Kearney strikes out. Two outs. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0 for 2 in the game. Perkins hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Mariners 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. O'Malley hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perkins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 2 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 2 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hill moves to second. Lee Getterman now pitching. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boston strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bonnell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bonnell moves to second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive towards short. Fletcher catches it and steps on second to double up Bonnell. Two outs. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Davis moves to second. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Boston fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Boston. Davis scores. Henderson moves to third. It's 3-2, White Sox. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Mariners 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Hairston takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hairston moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hairston scores. Baines moves to second. It's 4-2, White Sox. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walker for the out. Baines moves to third. One out. Bob Stoddard now pitching. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-3 in the game. Kittle strikes out. Two outs. Paul Mirabella now pitching. Tom Pachyorek pinch hits for Tom O'Malley. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Mariners 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Julio Cruz now playing second base. Rudy Law now playing left field. Vance Law now playing third base. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Presley is 0-for-2 in the game. Presley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Darnell Coles pinch runs for Jim Presley. Larry Milburn pinch hits for Bob Kearney. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Boston. Milburn reaches second base with a double. There goes Coles trying to get to home. Boston throws the ball into Fletcher, who relays the ball to Hill, who tags Coles, who came all the way from first, for the out. One out. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-3 in the game. Perkins hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Mariners 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Darnell Coles now playing third base. Dave Valley now catching. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Law hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hill bunts towards the mound. Mirabella fields it and throws to first for the out. Law moves to second. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Law moves to third. Two outs. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Law scores. It's 5-2, White Sox. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Boston hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Boston moves to second. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Davis. Boston scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, White Sox. Ed Vandenberg now pitching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Bonnell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Mariners 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Ron Reed now pitching. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Bonnell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-3 in the game. Cowens hits a fly ball into left field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Mariners 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Bonnell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-4 in the game. Kittle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Dibzinski pinch runs for Ron Kittle. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perkin fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Law hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Mariners 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 3 in the game. Henderson strikes out. Two outs. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Seattle Mariners, 2. Goodbye from Kingdome in Seattle.